بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد سنة النفل صلاة والتراveling سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that he performed two rakats of Zuhr Salah while traveling with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He narrates that he performed another two rakats thereafter. Note سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه performed the two rakats of sunnah after Zuhr Salah. It is narrated, both Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to perform the sunnah salah before and after each salah, even while traveling. Note, it is encouraged to read the sunan and nafl salah when traveling, if time and conditions permit. By omitting them without reason, the habit wanes, and it becomes difficult for a person to form the habit again. Permission to omit the sunnah salah while traveling. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once again narrates, I accompanied Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a journey, but did not see him performing the sunnah and nafl salah while traveling. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to omit the sunnah salah that are performed before and after the first salah. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam adopted the above method as well. The ulama explain that it all depends on circumstances. If a person is in a hurry, he could omit the sunnah salah, and if not, he could read it. Which sunnah salah should never be omitted even whilst traveling? Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam never omitted the two sunnah before Fajr, whether he was at home or abroad, in good health or experiencing ill health. Sayyiduna Abu Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not omit the two sunnah after Maghrib and the two before Fajr. Note, the two sunnah before Fajr are the most important of all the sunnah salah. Certain ahadith mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as saying, do not omit them even if you are being trampled by horses. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.